Welcome to a podcast for Redefined Sisters. We are a discipling community of women flourishing in faith and redefined by the gospel. Our deepest desire is to equip women to be deeply rooted in the Word of God and live in community with one another.
Hey, sister, we have a special surprise for you in store today. We have one of our ministry partners and leaders, one of my friends, Aza Bird, on the podcast with us this week. You will be truly blessed by this conversation. Okay, sit back and enjoy.
Hello, ladies. Welcome back to the Redefined Sisters podcast. My name is Jordan. And to begin, we have a fun question, as always. So to begin, we would love to hear what your summer plans are to spend time studying your Bible. Our team would love to see you diligently create space in your schedule for studying God's Word alongside other women, even with those fun activities and vacation plans. So Emily and Aza, what are your summer plans for studying your Bible?
Since most of my afternoons are spent working on things for Redefined Sisters and caring for our home, I love utilizing my mornings before my son wakes up to study my Bible and make a schedule for the day. So just meditating on the Word in the stillness of the morning really helps me prioritize eternity and the things that matter most. So during this time, I sometimes follow our Bible reading plan, or lately I have been really enjoying reading through Psalms, specifically Psalm 20 and Psalm 121. I love the Psalms because they are such a soothing balm for your heart, and especially in this season where I've had a lot of priorities. So sometimes journaling can feel heavy in seasons like this. So it's just something that I love doing, and just allowing God's Word to speak to my heart brings such a sense of peace and joy. So to start us off, I'll read from Psalm 20 for us, and then Aza can tell us a little bit about what her summer plans are for studying her Bible. So Psalm 20, may the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob set you securely on high. May he send you help from the sanctuary and support you from Zion. May he remember all your meal offerings and find your burnt offering acceptable. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your counsel. We will sing for joy over your victory. In the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven. So I love verse 6 because there is confidence that the Lord will answer us when we call out to him. So this is the last part of verse 6, the saving strength of his right hand. Some boast in chariots and some in horses, but we will boast in the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stood upright. Save, O Lord, may the king answer us in the day when we call. Okay, Aza, you're up.
Okay, so I am setting aside time before I start work in the mornings to spend time with God in intentional prayer and time in his word. I've been wanting to read through part of Psalms for a while, so I'm finally going to do it this summer because it's one of my favorite books of the Bible. And I've also been listening to my church in Belton, which is where my school is, because I can't be there while I'm home for the summer because I just find such encouragement through that church, and I've really grown to love it.
I love that. It makes it really personal. Most of the ladies know that, listen, I am a stay-at-home mom as well. So I'm also learning to be better about waking up when my first alarm goes off. So during that time with my morning coffee, I have been using the app called First Five. And it's a devotional app, and it gives you a new devotional each morning. And then later on in the day, I am able to get that true study time in so I can focus a little bit easier because I cannot sit and read in the morning. at all. My brain has not processed that yet. But I love getting out different translations and just going through the word, even if it's a chapter or if I'm listening to a sermon and following along.
So when does your first alarm go off? I'm curious.
I have one for 6:15.
Okay.
And then I have one for 6:30.
I feel like I try to wake up at 6. I feel like that's a pretty good time. Sometimes I do try 5:30, but it doesn't always happen. So
yeah, I think once my youngest starts sleeping through the night in her own bed, I feel like it'll be a little bit easier.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, once that happens, it'll be an easier transition to start waking up early. But for now, I'm not holding it against myself. It's okay.
For everything, there is a season.
Yes, exactly. So ladies, we are having a special episode with our dear friend, Aza, who happens to serve here at Redefined Sisters as one of our ministry partners. It's been a while since she has joined us on the podcast. So welcome back, Aza.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be back.
We are so glad you can join us today. So ladies, pour a cup of coffee or tea, grab your journal, and join us for a special conversation. This will be perfect for any woman, so listen along anytime, anywhere. I, Jordan, will be your host, joined by my dear friend, Emily.
Hi, ladies.
She is also the founder of Redefined Sisters. We are thankful for you and your gracious support of this ministry and podcast. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate the gracious support, sister, and we would love it if you could subscribe to this podcast so we reach more women with the hope of the gospel. So in our last episode, we talked about the book of Proverbs, known as wisdom literature in the Bible. This summer, we have a special treat. Join us as we seek God and learn more about the author of wisdom. Our prayer is that you enjoy studying the word alongside other women as we resume our Zoom Bible studies. This will be led by one of our leaders, Heather, as she walks us through the books of Job, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes. Our meetings will be biweekly, starting June 8th at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This community group exists for the purpose of discipleship and accountability while building strong connections with other women. Please join us. We promise that you will be blessed by this. We have a short form for you to fill out so we can send out email details before it begins. And this will be linked in the show notes. So, Aza, before we jump into hearing about your favorite wisdom book in the Bible, we would love our listeners to get to know you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, any special hobbies, and what are your plans for summer?
So I am a junior at Mary Hardin Baylor down in Belton, Texas. I am studying psychology. I have about a year and a half left before I graduate. Special hobbies. I'm into baking and photography mostly. It's kind of all I do outside of school. And my plans for the summer, I am teaching swim lessons this summer, at a pool in the family's backyard. I've known the family for a really long time. So I teach anywhere from 2-year-olds to 6-year-olds, teaching them safety. And then we're also going to Switzerland this summer. So I leave in a half weeks. I'm really excited about that trip.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's a full summer. It's good to keep yourself busy, especially that time off of school.
Yes, I'm very excited to be home.
Switzerland's going to be awesome. I'm jealous.
I'm so excited.
You are going to love it. You'll have to take a lot of photos for us.
Oh, I will. I definitely will. This will be shared with everyone.
Love it. So, ladies, what are your favorite books of the Bible? Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, or Song of Solomon, which is also can be titled as Song of Songs?
Well, it's really hard to decide, but I would say Job, Psalms, and Proverbs. Job is hard to read in the sense that it's all about the topic of suffering. And as believers, we walk through suffering, so it can be really helpful. It teaches us a proper response when it comes to suffering, especially as followers of Christ, as we're living for Him and as we look forward to eternity with Him. So Psalms, the many truths about God and His character are just beautifully unfolded in this book of the Bible. And it really draws me close. And it's really a soothing balm to my heart, especially in difficult seasons. So I think it's just, you see that God is near in both the mountaintops and the valleys of life. So for Proverbs, I do love the practical wisdom for everyday life, but also to live in a way that pleases the Lord. So what about you, Asa?
I think I'm going to go with Psalms. I've had to memorize several passages from the book of Psalms for school, like when I was in high school. And so Psalm 130 is one of my favorite passages because it talks about how God protects and blesses us throughout our whole life.
I love that.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. He protects us and He watches over us.
He does. And that chapter is fantastic as well. So personally, I love Psalms and Proverbs. Psalms is so good to read during troubled times to help your heart and your soul. And Proverbs gives so much wisdom and there's so much to take in. But I have a special place in my heart for Job because it serves such a beautiful purpose, because this book can show different types of suffering within every single everyday life. And we can see that now in the time that we are in, and it's easy to relate to at times, but it shows that God is there and is faithful at all times.
Yes, absolutely. And I think we talked about this a while back, but we at the conference, I taught on the book of 1 Peter, and 1 Peter, he's writing to believers who are facing persecution, and so they are dispersed, but he wanted to encourage them in their suffering.
Yes. And ladies, we are actually going to read a couple passages from the book of Job, Psalms, and Proverbs. So I am going to read, I'm going to start off with Job chapter 1, verses 6 through 22. So this is Satan allowed to test Job. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. The Lord said to Satan, "From where have you come?" Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking up and down on it." And the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear God for no reason? Have you not put a hedge around him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face." And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your hand. Only against him do not stretch out your hand." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And there came a messenger to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them. And the Sabians fell upon them and took them and struck down the servants with the edge of the sword. And I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, "The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and all the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, "The Chaldeans formed three groups and made a raid on the camels and took them and struck down the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." And while he was speaking, there came another and said, your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And behold, a great wind came across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young people, and they are dead. And I alone have escaped to tell you. Then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head and fell on the ground and worshipped. And he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrong. So things that happen to us come through the hand of God, and it is not without God's permission if we are a true child of God. His sons and daughters did pass due to an accident, but remember, for what we are about to read, which is Job chapter 42, verses 10 through 17. The Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he had prayed for his friends. The Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then came to him all his brothers and sisters who had known him before and ate bread with him in his house. And they showed him sympathy and comforted him for all the evil that the Lord has brought upon him. And each of them gave him a piece of money and a ring of gold. The Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. He called the name of the first daughter Jemima, the second Kaiza, and the name of the third Karen Habak. And in the land there were no women so beautiful as Job's daughters, and their father gave them an inheritance among their brothers. And after this, Job lived 140 years and saw his sons and his sons' sons 4 generations. And Job died an old man and full of days. And Emily, would you like to go next?
Yes, absolutely. So I'm going to go back to Psalms. So I'll be in Psalm 121. As like I talked about before, the Psalms have been just an encouragement in this season. So I love just sometimes allowing God's word to speak to my heart rather than journaling. I do love journaling, but sometimes I just like reading through scripture and reading it aloud. It really brings such a sense of joy and peace. So here is Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Verse 5, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forever. So it's just very beautiful to know that our help comes from the Lord, and he does not sleep. He watches over us. So
I'm going to read.
What about you, Aza?
The passage from Proverbs 3, 5 through 18 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor God with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops, and then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's, do not resent his rebuke. The Lord disciplines those he loves as a son he delights in. Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding. For she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, and her left hand are riches and honor. That ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life. To those who hold her fast will be blessed. So I just love this because the Lord has our best interest. Listen to what he says. And wisdom is such a blessing.
So our final question today is, what is one piece of wisdom that we each can share before we end this episode? Personally, for me, is that God loves us and he will remain faithful to us. We just need to keep our eyes focused on him at all times.
That's really good, Jordan. Yeah, I would say that no matter what we walk through, I've been in a season of suffering, not necessarily that I'm in that season now, but just coming out of that season, just really keeping my eyes on God, trusting him and coming to him in prayer and just reading his word to allow him to teach and mold and shape me in that season was really impactful. So I would say that if you are in a season of suffering, God has not forgotten you. He has not forsaken you. He is there. We just have to come to him and ask him for help. What about you, Asa?
Something that I picked up a lot this past year was that it's best to have people in your corner at times, people who are going to encourage you and strengthen your faith. Because I went through a period where I didn't have any, and it was very hard to continue to reach out to God. So that's helped me a lot, is always having encouragement.
Yeah, that's really good. Thank you for sharing that.
So ladies, we are actually going to end our time in prayer. It's something that we like to be consistent on, whether we are recording a podcast episode or being on live within our group or our Instagram. So if you would bow our heads. Father, we come to you today and just want to thank you for the beautiful day that all of us are having. The sun is shining. We woke up. We are breathing. There's food in our cabinets and our refrigerators. And we are just so thankful that you gave us another day to live for you, to teach others about you, and to follow you. Father, I ask that all the ladies within the group will hear this, and I hope that it gets them excited for the Bible studies over the summer, and that this will truly make an impact on every single one of them, because there's going to be struggles, a different type of struggle within each woman, and one of these books, one of these wisdom books, can truly help them and grow their faith within you. And Lord, I just want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve within this ministry and to bring this podcast to ladies all over the world that are listening. And we are just truly thankful for you, Lord. And in your name we pray, amen. So thank you, ladies, for joining us. We hope to see you this summer for Bible study. June is coming, and I am stoked. And we will have a new series. So see you then, ladies. Bye.
Bye.
Ladies.
Thank you for listening. To continue the conversation with us, join our free membership community at www.facebook.com/groups/redefinesisters. We cannot wait to connect with you.